say W Mobile.
Union 0TR, just munching on a piece of Bernice's cashew bread here. How's your day?
Stock market took a dive first thing this morning, so I'm running errands early instead of late while it's doing its reconciliation. So, and then I've got to get the wood chipper out and start chipping wood again. I got to do the whole perimeter of the backyard, and I've got one of about four legs done so far.
About those wood chippers, we got one, but they're kind of a pain, and they make a lot of dust in that. Well, I don't know anything about the stock market, a little bit, but very little. But I noticed Trump's whatever they call it thing went down. Oh, guys, they lost $50 million last year or something. And I think that affected the NASDAQ, didn't it?
No, they're just big enough to have any effect on the NASDAQ. Hang on just a minute. It is on the NASDAQ. Hang on just a minute. Some guy walked his dog out in front of me, and I had to slam on brakes, and I got to check my trunk to see what happened. I know it made some noise in there, so I'll be back in just a minute. That'd be 4DJW.
In 0TR.
0TR, KF4NXY.
Hi, David. Well, you caught me with another piece of peanut brittle. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sitting out on the back porch. Got a metal roof, so got...
You got a metal roof, but then you just dropped out completely. I think that's typical of a handy talkie, though.
I might have been close to being dead already. Anyway, I'm back. Let me see if I got it. Yeah, I was giving this guy who's walking his dog a really wide berth. I was totally in the other lane, giving him that whole lane to himself. And then he decided without looking, he's just going to change lanes. Him and his dog going to go to the other side. And didn't even look to see if anybody was coming. And I wasn't going that fast. I was only doing like 15, 20 miles an hour. But I did have to slam on brakes because he waited till I got almost to him. So he scared me to death. But anyway, and he never even heard me. He never saw me or heard me or anything. He waved at me when I went by him in the other lane, in the lane that he was in.
Among us, Dave. Good Lord. Thank God you didn't hurt anybody. Yeah, it's unpredictable what people will do, and it's also unpredictable what animals will do. They just amaze me at times. Around here, the cats run across the road and get clobbered at times, and you know how fast they come down that hill up there.
As they used to come down the hill a long time ago. That's been another lifetime ago. Yeah, we lose a squirrel every now and then. We don't lose cats. We lose squirrels, possums, and once in a while you see a raccoon, but they're rare. But anyway, I was going slow, but it definitely tested my brakes. The tires didn't slide. I wasn't going fast enough to slide, but definitely threw everything that was loose in the trunk to the front of the trunk. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, yeah, the I don't think the Trump stock is that. That's only that company's only worth, well, about 58. No, it's worth about $4 million. And last year, they lost $58 million. It's not a billion-dollar stock. Somebody put a whole lot of money in that, and they are now suing him or the board of directors for diluting their stock that much, so where they put millions in, and now they're worth pennies. Their millions went to pennies when they diluted it by giving Trump so many shares.
Not unusual or out of character. I had a very dear friend that was given many, many shares of their company, and they were in business 11 years. After 10 years, he had to sell his, and everybody was griping because he was selling his. And then there was one guy in the FDA that wouldn't agree to the efficacy of that drug, And they drove that company from, I don't know, 8 or 10 people to 100 and some, a little over 100 when I visited them. And they all had PhDs except one. And that one guy just destroyed that whole company, and it had been tested. That drug had been tested and released in Europe and Australia. But when they didn't release it here, it just crumbled. And yeah, their old Trump, I just seen it on the news a while ago, just the local news. He lost $175 million. I don't know if he lost it. He posted bond for something, one of his crimes. And then now this, I don't know what's going to be left. But at any rate, I thought maybe that brought the market down, but apparently not. But if he lost 175 and getting sued for another 50, I think that'd be getting kind of bumpy along the road, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'll affect him personally. That won't affect the market, though, because the money never was there in the market. All they did was gave him a whole bunch of shares that didn't exist. And it doesn't matter what company it is. It can be a viable company. They compared it. What I was seeing is they compared it to another viable company that had absolutely nothing to do with his. And the numbers were about the same. They did the exact same thing, and it bankrupted that company in 6 months. That company went out of business, which, again, had nothing to do with his company whatsoever. The numbers were just about the same. What you got to do is when you IPO, you've got to let the shares. Every time you IPO, everybody's excited, so they all buy in, so it goes up, and more people buy in, so it goes up some more, and then the dilution wears off, and it comes down. That's normal. It does exactly what it's doing now, and it comes down. That's perfectly normal. Then you have to wait until people start coming in again slowly over time before you dilute it by giving somebody a huge quantity of shares. If you get anxious and you give somebody a huge quantity of shares before it builds back up, that's where you nip it in the bud. That's a company killer right there. So it's not that there's anything wrong with the company or anything like that. It's that the board of directors has given out too many shares too fast. They're not being patient enough.
My pay grade. I know you know that stuff well, but you know, they said he cannot, I heard this on Fox News local here that morning, and then I usually change it to some old Western or something. But they said that he couldn't bail out and sell his shares because there's a time limit on those IPOs, and he's not eligible to dump his stock yet, so when it's tanking, you just got to sit there and bleed, I guess.
The case as well. Nobody can do that, but if you make a request to the board and the board says, yeah, sure, you can do that, go ahead, which is very dangerous, right? That's like the wooden stake to the heart. If they say yes, then he could sell them. And if he just wants to sacrifice his company just to come up with money, he can do that and then sacrifice it because it's his company, right? Make a lot of people mad, may get sued, but being sued, he's not a stranger to being sued. He's probably been sued more than anybody on planet Earth. Anyway, I'm here at Staples. I got to make my first drop-off. Then I'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy that peanut brittle. N0TRW4DJW.
Yeah, it's fun to make that cashew brittle. I get to help out a little bit when you spread it, and it's really good. Now look out. I guess we're going to get trillions of noisy flying insects. The locusts are coming, Dave. First time in 200 years, and they get loud enough up here at our place every year to deafen you. See you later. I was just looking through the news here. 73, this is N0TR.
Yard. W4NGU.
Mr. Never Give Up. Well, good morning, Phil. I was just thinking about you. Never Give Up. I'm watching a thing here about Navy SEALs on the TV. I don't have the sound on, but oh my, they never give up. How's your day, Phil?
Oh, that's pretty good. Are you talking about the cicadas coming back?
Just scrolling down through Fox News on the internet here, And it says, trillions of noisy flying insects to swarm for the first time in 200 years. Boy, up here, they get to where you can't even hardly talk over them out in the backyard.
I hadn't heard of a 200-year cycle. I think cicadas are on a 17-year one. But that sounds like something big.
This is the first time that both versions of cicadas have come out at the same time. W2T said that.
Morning again, Rusty. This is Gerald GR. It says two different broods of cicadas have not risen from the ground simultaneously since Thomas Jefferson was president, Phil. So Rusty's right.
Occur this spring?
I don't remember when, but yeah, it's supposed to be here in the next few months. You should start hearing all of that coming around. So, and good morning, Phil. Haven't talked to you in a while. Go ahead, Phil.
Rusty. Well, that'll be a big deal. Well, when is the eclipse coming up? Isn't that this week?
Oh, I've seen a few of them, and I'm not going to go to any effort to view it, to be honest with you, because I won't be around to see the next one, so, yeah, I don't know. It's not worth the risk, Carl. I looked at it through a welding helmet, darkness in the welding helmet. A lot of guys use those number 10s, and they're not really dark enough to view the eclipse. But I'm not sure of the date. What is it, next Wednesday or something, Rusty?
Any other day next week and middle of the week. But we're not going to really be anywhere close to get the full effect of it, because it's going to go, the full effect is going to be up through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and all up that way instead of down our direction this time around. And it'll be coming from southwest to northeast is what I understand from what I've read the last couple of days.
Rusty, I think I saw an arc on the internet or Facebook or something somebody put on there. It seemed like it went from like Texas to Pennsylvania, and it was just a little bit too much to the left for us to see very well.
What they're saying, so, you know, I guess we'll find out. Go ahead, Tom.
A lot of fake sunglasses out there. They ought to throw those people in jail that make those things. They're liable to hurt youth, and that's the worst thing. I was looking at these active periodical cicada broods, and they show them up in our area in blue. I don't know what that means. I can't read the dang thing there. But it's a rare simultaneous explosion of cicadas expected for the first time in 221 years. Well, Phil, Dave said the stock market wasn't doing too good this morning. Have you any information there?
Down 50 points, which is a big move for the S&P. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I saw that. I had something I had to get out of right at 9:30, so I was watching it.
I hope it doesn't affect us, but you never know. That's money we never touch. That's back up in Kansas. But it'll be the kids someday. So it's up and down, but it winds up overall about 13%, I guess. But like I said, I don't know that much about it, and I'm not going to worry about it right now. But I just wonder, the way it's been climbing and all the corporations are making the money, I just wondered how long that would last, but don't really have a clue. But it's up near 40,000 last time I looked. Go ahead, Rusty. It's out of my realm, too, Rusty. I know it is yours, too.
Yeah, I double with you. I said something while you were talking, so I missed missed all except what the end of you said. Now, I just said, after losing $30,000 out of my retirement money that when I left the housing authority many, many years ago, I put my money in investment, and I lost 30 grand that one year. I decided right then and there, no more investing in stocks, because all it did was cost me money. and that wasn't even good. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna go. I gotta go grab some stuff and get on the road. I gotta head out. I gotta run up to Wally World real quick. So I shall be back shortly, and I'll probably catch you when I get on the air. Talk to you in a little bit. NTU, you to take it. WU2T 73s.
KQ4LOO mobile. I just caught the tail end of you guys.
Yo, Phil, how does that affect Barnes? It affects him in?
I'm on 85, and let's see, this would be southbound. It's really backed up around exit 63. All the lanes are just crawling. I would hate to be in that. Going south right now.
Yeah, I don't like to be out there at all. I had to go down to the podiatrist in Anderson last week, and I just dread that drive, but it was pretty good. We always get an appointment about 11:30, and that puts us out there in the retirement time. Well, Phil, does that affect the bond market very much? I think some of mine's in that.
Pick up that other station. The answer is yes. When stock market goes down, generally yields rise. Let me get the telephone here. I'll be right back to y'all.
Okie doke. Go ahead now.
How are you?
Just sitting here enjoying this beautiful sunshine outside that's going to go away after tonight. And there's quite a bit of wind, 8 to 16 out of the southwest, but it's 74 out there. Just waiting on a FedEx package to arrive here later today. And then we might go over Spartanburg to Costco's.
Right back over here at my job. Once again, doing the 7 days a week thing. Well, I should have this weekend off, though. I had this past weekend off, but I'm not going to do myself a two in a row.
Oh, I was just talking to Rusty and Phil here, and Dave was on there, too, if he's back now. I don't know if he is or not. You there, Dave? Dave, and leave a little gap, and Phil's still on the phone. Well, you come right back, Tal.
I'm supposed to hear back on whether I got that position or not sometime this week, and I'm just still keeping my fingers crossed on that one.
And this is one gentleman who wishes you luck, because it sounds like you're a reliable and regular person that's out there trying to make a living. So good luck to you, Tal, on that. Oh, shoot. Just reading the headlines here. War with Russia. Nuclear submarines are jockeying for advantage position right now. And that is unsettling.
It is. All of my news intake, I usually get off of YouTube. I don't even watch the mainstream media anymore because you can't trust them to tell you the truth or even tell you something at all, for that matter.
I'd say 90% of them is untruthful, especially CNN and MSNBC. I never even turn them on because they just sit there and lie. They was talking about, and I don't want to get into politics, but they was talking about all those poor people in that hospital there at Rafa or wherever they're invading now over there. Well, yeah, but they killed 1,000 insurgents. Some of the people that killed those 1,200 people in Israel. But then they never even mentioned that on the news media. And those people just don't go in there and arbitrarily kill patients and that. They went in there after the bad guys. So I primarily, if I listen to anything, and I don't have it on my TV, don't get me wrong, the big Fox News, I just listen to the local Fox News station here, and they're pretty truthful, and I look at it on the internet here, because I like the military things, like about these submarines and that, but I don't get into the politics very much, but they seem to be forthcoming and truthful more than the other ones do. But like I say, I don't have it on TV, and that's enough said about that. But they just don't, you just can't trust any of them anymore, and especially our government. Unfortunately, that's the sad part. Anyways, Tal, I sure hope you get that job and enjoy this last beautiful day before it's going to be lows in the 30s here after tonight. I guess that storm's going to hit late tonight and up until in the morning, and could be some severe weather with it. We hope not. This is N0TR. You back yet, Phil?
I am. That was Mr. Wilder saying that the high school group, they meet on, and go to lunch on Tuesdays, about one Tuesday a month. But I got stuff to do today. I can't do that. But, yeah, that Gaza thing is a mess, but I tell you what, if they want the bombing to stop, turn the hostages loose. Israel didn't start it. They just keep on negotiating with Warthog missiles and whatever else, and that's just the way I feel about it. If you want it to stop, turn them loose.
Found all those weapons and munitions and stuff inside that hospital, too, and they're not talking about that either.
Well, I thought it was funny. They didn't destroy all the tunnels at first. And what they did is they left them open because they knew, like cockroaches, they'd come back. And they did. And then they gave them a chance to surrender. And they didn't want to surrender, so a lot of them died over that. But, that's our most holy land over there that they attacked and did horrible things to. And I just have no feelings for them. And if Netanyahu stops and gives up that land again, they'll come back and do the same thing again. So I'm with him, Phil. Get them all the way out and then negotiate some kind of a peace. But let the Palestinian people be in charge of it. Don't let Hamas. And it's kind of like in Germany. Those people stood by and let 6 million Jews get, killed. And the same thing with the Palestinians. They were overrun with Hamas, and Hamas is dictating what they do. Get them out of there. You can't quit now, and that's the problem. You've seen how that worked in Iraq and Afghanistan for us, even Vietnam. And at least Vietnam is peaceful now, but you can't say that for the rest of them places. But it's a sad situation, and the main news media just lies and lies and lies, so I don't even watch it. Don't even have it on my set. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, Tom, I saw Lester Holt standing in a room full of AK-47s that was located in the hospital, and the wimp wouldn't say, this is an outpost. He said, Israel claims this might be an outpost. Well, how many hospitals that have rooms full of AK-47s and grenades?
There's no question about it, and they're taking those news medias are taking their statistics from Hamas. You don't have to be the brightest star in the constellation to know they're lying about it. And now the Israeli people, a lot of them, is trying to get rid of Netanyahu, and I think he's one of the best things that ever happened to him over there. He's got guts, but. Anyways, go ahead,
Dale. It's all politics, and they got communists within their government just like we do. They're trying to get rid of him because he's trying to do the right thing, and they want to impose their global agenda on everybody. Excuse me. And I don't know. I kind of find it weird they're still calling for a two-state solution when we had one until Hamas took over that region.
Yes, and I agree with you, Tom. Netanyahu is a good man. I've heard him speak in several documentaries, and he's right down the line, man. And he's not after anybody to take them over. He's just trying to defend the nation. And I'd love to send them some money, but I don't know just exactly how to do that. I don't think you can send another country military aid. I don't know how that works, but there are some organizations that serve the soldiers and give them extra food and water and supplies and stuff of a non-military nature. I guess that's about the only thing I could do.
They're tracking you if you do, so I'd advise against that, send your LTR. The other funny thing I read this morning was that Bill Gates is buying up hundreds of thousands, I mean literally hundreds of thousands of acres in Arizona, Nebraska, and states all over the United States. And he's buying it because he's on this no beef agenda, Phil. And he's investing highly in these places that's making artificial meat out of bugs and stuff like that, rather than grow beef because they put too much methane into the atmosphere. And they think that's what he's going to do because he's bought up so many hundreds of thousands of acres that if he cuts off all cattle production and other stuff pertaining to that in that region, that it will reduce the size of the herd and have a great economic impact on the United States because, you know, he's a billionaire. Now, I don't read it, so I just don't know, but they flashed that across this morning. And I thought, geez, I ain't eating that stuff rather than beef. This woke stuff's gone nuts. after the cattle herds now. I just don't know where it's going, Phil. Anyways, go ahead, Tal.
Bill Gates has been buying up this land for years. It's been widely reported in the inner circles, like the, away from the mainstream media. But as far as the meat that Bill Gates has been trying to push, it's got that forever cancer virus. I can't remember the lady's name, back in the 1920s, and they're still replicating those cancer cells from that lady. They just won't die, and they're putting that into the food now, and he's pushing really hard for that kind of stuff. There's a few channels on YouTube that I watch, and everything that they've ever reported has been verified days and maybe even weeks later. Canadian Prepper is one of them, Full Spectrum Survival is another, Patrick Humphrey is another that I follow, and there are...
That's his battery, Tom. Well, I saw a documentary the other day that I forget what state it was. It might have been North or South Dakota. But they were cracking down on them from a regulatory standpoint. And if you had one cow, they interviewed a lady that had two cows. And if you have any gravel or paving for those cows, that they're shutting down your farm. I mean, it's unbelievable. The world's going crazy.
It's what a Marine told me the other day I was talking to. It's just gone nuts out there. I just can't stomach it anymore. So, like I say, I never turn on those big news networks on the TV. But, I don't know what to say about it, Phil, but they got to do something. Even that Kennedy fellow is saying that, Biden declaring something about National Transgender Day on Easter Sunday. Arg. I think he really stepped on it there. I don't know if Cal's still there or not, but if he hasn't, pick it back up, Phil.
Yeah, I was still there. I guess you didn't receive my transmission, but Bill Gates has been doing this forever as far as buying up the farmland and stuff.
Been to hit the brakes pretty good. I'm in a 45-mile-an-hour place on the 26 now. There's cops here all over the side with their blue lights on, waiting to pick somebody up.
I'll I'll probably forget it again and ask you again. What model Yaesu was that you had in your car that I saw? Boy, I like that thing, but I don't have any problems with mine just yet. But if I got to get one, that would be it. I lost my band scope the other day, and Ariel tried to get it back for me because I lost my computer, my laptop. And Ariel couldn't do it, and then Rusty tried it too, and he couldn't do it. And, you know, both of them a lot smarter than I am about computers. And at any rate, I had a really nice visit with both of them. And I don't blame them because it's hard to build N4IQ, put it in my other computer. And, oh, I had it for about 12 years. But, oh, it just tears my heart out not to have that BAM scope back there. I really enjoyed that.
That's right.
I wasn't talking, at first I was talking about your VHF, UHF in your car, but yeah, mine on HF, the computer, the laptop went out, but it was about 12 years old, and I got a new computer and put in, and they tried to, I had a backup on it, but I guess that don't matter. It doesn't keep the programs because of copyrights, and I had Best Buy load it all, but that HDSDR, they couldn't get it set back up to where it would communicate with the band scope right. It was really neat. I had it up on a 27-inch screen, and then I could see what the split was better if the operators were... But I didn't use it a lot for that. I used it a lot for... I just go through and click on those pips on the screen on CW 99% of the time and find out who was there. If I wasn't interested, I'd just click on another pip. So I didn't wait on it to be posted on QRZ or any of the other things. I just looked around, found something that was interesting, clicked on it, and radio tuned to it. But Bill N4IQ is the only one that's smart enough to get that back in there right, and I don't like to ask. But it's sure disheartening not to have a band scope. I guess all you guys got it on your HF rigs, but mine don't have it.
Still able to receive my transmissions?
Yeah, you're in there, Tal.
Trying to tell you something earlier. Bill Gates has been doing this buying up land stuff for years, and it's been widely reported. He's also funding, like you said, this meat stuff. A lot of the scientists are putting a cancer cell in the meat that's an immortal cell that came from a lady named Henrietta Lacks. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but check her out.
That, hell yeah, we heard your response on that, but... I heard one this morning that brought back old memories. I think it's spinal meningitis that's coming back some. And they had an outbreak of that when I was in boot camp way back in, it would have been 66. And man, that was a treacherous thing and caused deaths. And they were really dead serious about isolating that company of people. But anyways, Phil, yeah, that's on my TS590SG, and it was just coupled up to a 27-inch screen there, and boy, that was really nice. I bought a dongle, what they call it, from Bob, ND7J, and Bill put it in for me on my other computer, but it's quite complicated.
That sounds nice, Tom. I'd love to have a waterfall that big. I really would. I just bought a radio, a 7300, that's got a waterfall, and I'll never buy another radio without it. It's just a modern convenience I don't intend to do without. It's just a lot of fun.
As far as a waterfall with your radio, can you explain that to me?
Yeah, it's a band scope, Tal, and it's like having a 7-inch television screen in front of you there, or however big your particular one. I heard a lot of guys buying that 7300. I guess from talking to Bill, the best one out there now is the Yaesu, because they're totally SDR, I guess. And the Mike Papa, the 101 Mike Papa, has two bands on it simultaneously. But I don't need that. I'd be very happy to have one of those TS-890s. I like Kenwood because I know the software, and I'm 76 years old, and I think the software is going to be similar. So I just hate to give out that much money for one. They're considerably more. I don't know what your 7300 costs, but that 890 is about 4K, Phil.
And I bought mine at an estate sale in a box that had never been opened, and I'd just rather not say what I gave because you'd say you stole it. But that's what they wanted for it, and I got it home, and it was inside the box, and it still had the piece of plastic on the front of the screen, and I finally found something like that. Everybody else always gets those deals, and I never do, but I finally did.
Who's come like on mobile rigs too?
Not to my knowledge, no. And you wouldn't want to be looking at it anyways when you're running mobile. But a lot of them are touchscreen. And yeah, you're a lucky dog there, Phil, but if that's what they were asking for, that's what they were asking for. And people that are not into radio, they just don't have any use for that, and they're trying to liquidate it. But I still say you was mighty lucky. This is N0TR. Go ahead and pick it up, Phil.
Got it for about 20 to 25% of the cost of one. If I'd ordered it, if that gives you any idea. And so anyway, you asked me what I had in the car. Did you have 300 DR? There's not just something that just back and forth. And I can be talking up 2 meters in transmit, and somebody come on 440. But that happened, it scared me to death. But it's totally independent, and I really like it. I'd buy it again.
You get familiar with something, though, and you want to stick with it, and that's ICOM, and I don't think you could go wrong with ICOM or Yaesu or Kenwood. I had a TS 140, I think it was, or something like that anyways, for 19 years, no amplifier, and I'd worked way up in the 200s with it and just loved it and sold it to an engineer at the Catholic radio station here, and for about what I give for it, I think around $400, I don't remember, but I was familiar with their software and how the radio run, and the same goes for this TS-590. I had it 590S, and I sold it to Bill down around Georgia there that does the IT work for University of Georgia, and he's tickled death with it. And then I bought me a TS-590ST, which they're about 1600, so I presume that's about the ballpark for those ICOMs you're talking about. I don't even really know, Phil. But you run into a deal like that now and then, and you can't pass it up because somebody else is going to grab it. But I don't know. I was going to wait till Dayton comes in and then maybe seriously look at that. But at my age, I hate to change. I think I could still get the software loaded all right in it. You know, the menu-driven stuff that you hate so bad. I think I could probably get that in there. Go ahead, Tal.
I've seen a lot of the ICOM radios. I'm not too familiar with brands other than basically the Yaesu and the Kenwoods and stuff like that. But I told you I was in the market for a mobile rig, and I've seen a bunch of those ICOMs, and they seem like they're decently priced, too.
Now, if I'm on 14 north of 26 and the repeaters are scratchy, I've got to be scratchy coming back. So I'll be listening. I will never give up, clear.
Okay, Phil. Pleasure's all mine, sir. Always love to hear you here. And you have a safe day out there. And yes, you were starting to get scratchy, Phil. And over to you, Tal. I've been talking on these two old ICOM 208 mobiles. They're dual band, but they don't show it at the same time. And if you're going to be talking on both UHF and VHF, I'd recommend getting one that it does display both at the same time. However, I just primarily stay on this BRARS network here, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and I belong to the club for many, many years. And they work just great. I usually leave this one on 15 watts. And Dave, before DJW, said I had one of the best signals into the repeater that there is. And he's not too far from me, but he's got to go through the repeater. Doesn't have to, but it does. But I don't think you could go wrong with the ICOMs, the Yaesus. I got Yaesus in my car and my truck. And I had HF rigs that were Kenwood for about 30 years now, over 30 years. And they always get great audio reports if you're using them for sideband. But Cal, I usually don't talk much sideband. I do some if there's nothing else on. And I use Morse code almost entirely, Cal. This is N0TR.
And I'm going to have to work, a skill I'm going to have to work on is a Morse code. Because I hear it all the time, and I'm like, I don't know what they're saying.
Well, I had to pass 5 words a minute, 13 words a minute, and then 20 words a minute. And boy, that was a booger. And it took me, I don't know, I'm going to guess almost a year. I passed all the writtens, but I couldn't get through that 20 words a minute. I didn't even try, and finally when I got up to where I thought I could make it, I did. I went down to Joplin, Missouri when I lived in Kansas and took the test, and I swore I'd never use it again because I hated it. It was something I had to do. My buddy was blinded by a landmine in Vietnam, and he had an extra class, and I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I talked to several people that were totally blind that were fine Morse code operators. And I always tell people there's no excuse that I haven't heard, because I was a volunteer examiner. And I've heard every excuse in the world for not being able to do it. And I always tell them it amounts to elbow grease. And if you're not willing to put out the effort and got some lame excuse other than being, well, even deaf people got them, because we had flashing light and we also had a vibrating thing you could put around their waist and they could copy it with that. And excuses don't cut it with me on that. It's just a matter, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, forget it. And I don't hold a grudge against anybody one way or the other. If they like it, it's a great mode. Hundreds of thousands of people still do it. And it gets through much better than sideband ever dreamed of. But if you're not willing to put out the effort and spend time and not look for instant gratification, you can do Morse code, but it ain't easy. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Tal.
It's something definitely interested in learning, just having the time to be able to invest in doing it, because, you know, like I said, I'm always at work. As a matter of fact, I'm gearing to have to get off here shortly and go in. But, yeah, I'm always at work, so it's kind of difficult to be able to invest the time needed to learn that skill. And it's something that I feel like I'm going to need at some point in time.
I don't know if you'll need it, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that. It is a great skill. It's like learning a foreign language. But one of the guys I admire the most around here is Dave Watson, and he learned his while he was driving back and forth to Charlotte when he worked up there by listening to tapes in his car in the old days. And I worked him one time on CW, and he's a fine operator. Now, he hasn't done it in a while, and you never lose it. I got ticked off when they dropped it and didn't really get on much for about 3 years. And then I went back to it, and pick it right back up. But if you're willing to give up 30 minutes of your time a day, that will do it. Once or twice a day if you can get the time. But even 30 minutes, you'll start to copy it. If you go out and buy one of these digital machines to copy it, you'll never learn it right. And I know guys that know Morse code that have them, but if it's a real strong, good signal, you can copy it. But that's kind of a lame excuse for not really learning to do it. And but I've got friends back in Kansas and here too that they want to use a keyboard rather than using a key. And my advice to you is, if you ever do it, don't buy a straight key. Buy you a set of paddles and set them up with your tone generator or your radio and learn it with a set of paddles. Much, much faster and much more accurate. And very few people can run a straight key very fast. And there's nothing wrong with them, but they're more difficult in my estimation. I just couldn't learn it on a straight key very well. But with the paddles, I run about 28 to 30 words a minute.
Like, it would be kind of disingenuous to not do it with paddles, to be honest with you. Do you have any online sources that you would recommend that I could, like, learn a little bit at a time?
Just Google Learn Morse Code, or go to the best one probably would be the ARRL.net, which is the best place in the world anything about amateur radio. And just type in Learn CW. But there's a lot of places out there that sell programs for it. I had one where it would send you a message on the computer, and, you know, with the sound on, like I'm looking at the word V, which is a very common word. So when we da-di-di-di-di-di, and pretty soon you get a rhythm, kind of like in music. And they'd play that to you, and you'd type it in, and if it was right, it may give you yes or no, whatever, give you a sound whether you got it right or not, and you just type it back to it. There's all kinds of different programs that are out there and available, and they're free. And there's another one, Ariel told me about it. Oh, it was like a CW college or something. I can't remember the name of it now. But it was another good one. Hey, I got to run, Tal. I got a big package coming from FedEx, and they just pulled up. So nice talking to you this morning. This is NZRLTR Clear.
I'm getting ready to head into work myself. So you have a good day, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. KQ4, LOO, Clear.